Across the country, people are taking extra care before opening letters or packages, and if they think they see something suspicious, they're calling 911. Cameron Smith is the communications manager for the San Jose Police Department in California. Smith says his department is getting about 20 to 30 calls a day from people worried about anthrax, and while no anthrax has turned up in San Jose's mail, Cameron Smith says the following substances have been found.
Baby powder, powdered sugar, we had one that had pudding in it and another one that had sand. I mean, it's all kinds of different non-hazardous things.
Now, when people do call you, what do you tell them to do?
If the package is secure, then we basically tell them to leave the package alone, get away from it, and we go ahead and send officers out to evaluate the package and make sure whether or not it is something to be concerned about or something not to be concerned about. If they've opened the package and they've gotten the powder on them somehow, then we treat that like any other hazardous material spill. We have a protocol that we use here for medical calls that's called Emergency Medical Dispatch. And they have a set of cards that they follow. And basically what the cards say is that you're to isolate the patient and then to start trying to find out some information about the powder itself, if it's available, which, you know, in a lot of cases it wouldn't be, but we ask them if it came from a placarded box or if they know what kind of material it might be. But we do tell them to stay in place, and we tell whoever is called not to touch the patient or the substance until we can get emergency help to the person.
And so then the emergency crews go out with their little hazmat suits on and
right.
Try to come to some conclusions about what's
right.
What this
And we do first responders, which would be the fire and police department, and they would look it over, and if they're not sure or if they're suspicious or whatever, they'll keep the area evacuated, and then we would have our hazmat teams respond, and they would actually go take samples of the substance and get it tested to make sure what it is and find out exactly what they're dealing with.
Have you been spending much time on this kind of thing, you and the people you dispatch?
Well, we're getting more and more of those kinds of calls, yes. And again, I would suspect that some of this is some people being frightened and maybe a little bit of overreaction, but again, we also want people to be safe. So, you know, not to downplay it, if people have something that they're concerned about, they need to call and let us help them evaluate what they've got.
Cameron Smith, when your dispatchers take calls on the 911 lines, are they finding lots of people who call in this kind of information are really scared?
Yeah, I mean, and naturally so. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on right now, and people are afraid that they may be the next victim. But we talk to them, we try to calm them down, and get them the help that they need, and evaluate the situation as quickly as possible, and get them tested and decontaminated as soon as possible as well.
Cameron Smith manages the 911 dispatchers for San Jose, California. Mr. Smith, thanks very much for taking the time to talk to us.
You're welcome.